Okay, so we hear it all the time, right? Brands shouting, competing for attention. It's just noise.
So much noise. But what if the real the secret sauce isn't about being louder?
Exactly. What if it's about, well, listening, really listening?
That's precisely what we're digging into today. We're exploring this idea of deep listening and how it actually fuels, strong, resonant brands.
And we're basing this on some really interesting excerpts from The Secret Sauce. Why deep listening fuels great branding.
Yeah, it makes a strong case. And when they say deep listening, it's not just like hearing feedback.
Right, it's more active than that.
Much more. It's about actively engaging with feedback, watching how people actually behave, and really trying to get underneath to understand the why, the motivations.
So our mission here is to figure out how this actually helps brands succeed in like tangible ways.
Precisely. What are the real benefits?
Okay, so what does this deep listening look like day to day? It can't just be reading survey results.
No. The source really emphasizes proactively seeking feedback. Think surveys, sure, but also like really monitoring social media buzz
Okay.
and maybe even creating specific spaces, online or off, where people feel genuinely comfortable sharing the good and the bad, honestly.
So getting beyond just the official complaint channels, what else?
Observing behavior is huge. How do people really interact with your product or service? What are their online habits, their buying patterns?
So watching what they do, not just relying on what they say they do.
Exactly. Actions can tell you so much more sometimes. There was this great example in the reading about a software company.
Oh, yeah.
They saw users using a feature in a totally unexpected way. And instead of, correcting them, they dug into it,
Pins.
saw a hidden need. It led them to pivot and create something much more successful because they listened to the behavior.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And empathy plays a big role here too, I assume.
Absolutely critical. You need to connect with customer pain points, their frustrations, but also their hopes, their aspirations.
Understand what they're trying to achieve.
Yes. And analyze the why behind what they tell you. What's the unmet need driving that comment or complaint?
So it's interpretive, not just collecting data points.
Right. And don't forget internal listening. The source highlights this too.
Meaning listening to your own employees.
Yeah. Especially those on the front lines dealing with customers every single day. They have invaluable insights into what's really going on.
Okay, got it. Active seeking, observing behavior, empathy, the why, internal ears. So, what are the actual payoffs? What does a brand get from all this effort?
Well, the benefits are pretty compelling. First off, enhanced customer loyalty. That's a big one.
Because people feel heard.
Exactly. When you feel genuinely listened to, you connect more deeply. That means repeat business. And importantly, people telling others. Word of mouth.
That makes total sense. You
Yeah.
stick with brands that seem to get you.
Yeah.
And I guess it leads to better products too.
Definitely. If you understand the real needs, you develop stuff that actually hits the mark. You avoid those costly misses.
So, more relevant products and services.
And that, in turn, strengthens your brand messaging. You can talk to people using their language, reflecting their values, their aspirations. It feels authentic.
Because it is built on real understanding. What else?
Well, an improved customer experience follows naturally. If you know the pain points, the little
You
frustrations,
can fix them proactively.
right? Make things smoother, easier, more enjoyable, and maybe the most powerful benefit, innovation.
Yeah, how so?
By listening for those unmet needs, those whispers of new trends, you spot opportunities others miss. It really fuels growth.
So it's strategic, not just reactive. Now, the source mentioned the Eidos Edge. How does that fit in?
The Eidos Edge seems to be the viewpoint of the authors, their sort of core philosophy. They argue really strongly that this deep listening is like the absolute bedrock of a customer-centric brand.
Foundational.
Yeah, essential for building that authenticity and achieving real sustainable success. It's not just a nice to have.
Okay, so wrapping this up, the main takeaway seems pretty clear. Deep listening isn't passive. It's an active strategic driver.
Totally. It drives brand strength. It drives that crucial customer connection. It's a fundamental shift in perspective.
From just broadcasting out to actually tuning in.
Precisely.
So, thinking about all these benefits, here's something for you, our listener, to mull over. When you consider the brands you use or interact with, where could they listen more deeply?
Or even thinking about your own context, maybe at work or in your community.
Right. What might you discover if you really truly tuned in? Definitely something to think about.
It really is. Encourages a more engaged way of understanding things.